Welcome to another episode of Worst Collection Ever. This is the show where we tell you about the worst comic book collection in existence, and it just happens to belong to us. I'm Jen.
And I'm Sean. How are you?
29 days till Halloween, Halloween, Halloween. 29 days till Halloween, Silver Shamrock.
We were just having a good reminisce about Halloween 3. The greatest Halloween movie.
Well, also, happy October, best month, goth Christmas.
Yeah.
Halloween all fucking month, not just one day.
No, let's
go. It is my favorite. I'm so happy. I've already got the pumpkins out. Get ready to put up
the
fake ones.
Fake ones.
And the I'm going to put up the spooky wreath and the fucking light up tree in our little graveyard and all sorts of shit.
Very excited.
Yes.
Yeah. No, Halloween's coming.
Yay. Yeah.
That's could be a
I'm going to have to put it up tomorrow because I've already wasted 2 entire days.
I know. Well, the thing is, if
31
you keep
days of Halloween.
Get it up there.
Well, I know.
Well, the stores already had their shit up, you know?
Yes, I know. But we just pulled it out of the attic, in fairness.
Yeah. No, it's very important. But, yeah, happy Halloween month,
Yay. Everybody.
We will not be doing Halloween comics, I think, like we did last year. But we might have a few Halloween comics, like not every week. But we almost had one today. But decided not to do it.
No.
But maybe we'll get to it. Maybe we'll get to some other ones. Who knows? But I guess what's going on?
So much wrestling right now.
Right now we're in the middle of the Wednesday Night Wars with NXT and AEW being on the show or being broadcast simultaneously. I don't know. I hope everybody watches all the wrestling and all the ratings come in and everybody's like, wrestling's back. But it's really not. Wrestling ain't back.
It's back.
I mean,
it's on TV.
It's always been on TV.
It's on TV. Indie wrestling is bigger than it's ever been. Well, at least in the last decade.
But here's just a quick aside. Like,
Sean has wrestling thoughts.
We
capital W capital T.
Trademark. Here's the thing. Like, wrestling is very wrestling is still very popular. The problem with the thing that doesn't really like make sense to me with wrestling is not like it was when we were like in the Attitude Era, where like it was as much a part of the culture as MTV's TRL and fucking whatever, you know, was on around the time, you know, nu metal. It was all like it was right up there. I don't feel like wrestling now is like that. Like, it's always a thing that's out there, especially now where a lot of the people that grew up in the Attitude Era and watching that stuff are now parents and, you know, they have income and they could, you know, enjoy those memories and get their kids into that stuff. And, you know, so that's why the WWE has evolved along with that in terms of being more of like a family product. But it never feels like it's that big still, even though it is. I don't know. It's something that I often question that. Like when the AEW is coming out, I was like, I don't know. Is this going to be a big enough deal that people are going to like watch it? Because I mean, people are watching wrestling, but they're not watching it like they used to.
Right.
Like the TV, like, you know, they used to have like really ridiculously high cable numbers. And comparing that to what they make now, I mean, yeah, it's probably better than a lot of shows on cable, but now you're also spreading it thin. So I wonder if it's just going to be like half people watching this and half people watching that, you know, with AEW. Not to say, like, I'm glad there's competition, but at the same time, I'm also like, I don't know. I don't know if it's going to be what it is. So why are you looking at stuff on there about it?
Oh, no, people are just speeding about it.
Yeah. I don't know if anything's actually going to happen on this AEW show.
I don't know.
Like, is what?
Stuff.
Yeah, I mean, well, there's
matches.
All the wrestlers, like all the big names, you know, are already there. You know, like they're all signed up and stuff. You know, and they're all the WWE signed literally every single wrestler.
All of the wrestlers.
Yeah.
Except Joey Ryan. Too much dicks.
He's got too much dick to side.
Vince can't handle his dick.
Yeah. Oh, we saw wrestling this weekend though.
We sure did.
We went to another Lucha Libres and Laugh.
Yeah, well, we went to many places. We had quite the busy Saturday.
Oh yeah.
We ended up going to see it was the High Plains Comedy Festival here in good old Denver. And we went to go see one of Sean's favorite podcasts, a live taping of All Fantasy Everything at some bar tavern.
Three Kings Tavern,
which is a hole in the wall. It's kind of great. And so we went.
Yeah, it's kind of like a shitball venue, it's definitely like.
But I like that. I like that it's a shitball venue.
Well, it's kind of like it's better set up, I think, than Herman's Hideaway.
Oh, 100%. I absolutely agree with that, because the Herman's Hideaway you have to like go in and then turn around.
Yeah.
To look at the stage. This you just walk straight in.
Yeah, I do like walking straight in.
I appreciate the walking straight in part.
Yeah, and this one's a good place to do like a show, like a comedy show, or
yeah, it was nice,
or like a small like. Podcast thing, so yeah. it's a good setup for that. So we saw that. That's a good podcast. If you guys like to listen to other podcasts other than this one,
you should never listen to other podcasts.
No, you know,
only us.
Yeah, only us.
No, kidding. You should definitely listen to everything else.
But AFE's All Fantasy Everything. They basically just draft random topics and they pick things out. Like we would see them, and they drafted love songs.
Yeah, which was fun. I mean, there was a lot of singing. So it's kind of like this podcast.
Yeah, right.
But there's a lot of singing, a lot of drafting of love songs.
Well, our podcast, I think, is the only one we're singing Silver Shamrock.
It's true. Maybe I would have drafted that. That could have been a love song. I mean, that was that guy's love song.
I've always got the doctor's name.
Yeah, the main
Tom character. Skerritt's figure. Yeah. Tom Skerritt or Tom Atkins, excuse me, not Tom Skerritt.
Yeah, no. Tom Atkins, that's his... romantic love song. To beer.
Beer.
Eight more days till Halloween.
Eight more days to a beer.
Eight more seconds to a beer. Silver Shamrock.
But it was it's a good show. You should check it out.
That was fun.
And
then we went
to see Lucha Libre and Laughs.
To see some wrestling. So we went to see that again. That was enjoyable. There was wrestling involved, independent wrestling, and it was pretty packed.
Oh, they do a really good show.
Yeah, they always sell out.
They always sell out. They do a really good show. They bring people in. You know, they get the people to come in.
Yeah,
it's
a
cool, hip crowd.
He was one of the...
Vaudevillains.
Vaudevillains.
Yeah,
not
Simon Gotch.
Not the singing guy. The other guy.
Yeah, not Aiden English, Simon Gotch.
Simon Gotch.
Yeah, he was there.
And the crowd, of course, chanted, "You got fired," at him.
And also chanted, like, "Enzo Amore," because him and Enzo Amore don't have a good...
No one should have a good relationship with Enzo Amore. Fuck that guy.
A lot of people don't.
Yeah, gee, I wonder why. He also looks like he smells. I'm just going to put that out there.
Yeah.
Stink.
He does have definitely, like, a presence you could smell.
Oh, yeah.
When you look at it, you're just like, I could smell, like, sweat, but, like, not like a...
There's BO, but it's probably trying to be covered up by like Axe body spray. It's a bad thing. A lot of Axe body spray. He's one of those guys who like you can taste his cologne.
Yeah.
When you stand by him, and that's never good. Yeah. A little cologne is good. You want to smell a man. You want him to smell good. You're like, oh, that's a nice cologne. Oh, he smells very manly. But you don't want it to be so overwhelming that it's just like it lingers in all places he's been.
Yeah, right.
That's not cool.
So, yeah. But, yeah, we did that. I think we did stop at what? Was it Friday night? We went to Second and Charles. We stopped over there.
Oh, yeah. Because we went to your Lucha restaurant, which was not the Lucha you had expected.
I know. You can't call it Lucha and not have, like...
The Lucha Cantina. And Sean was hoping we'd walk in and see, like, masks and shit. Nope. No, it was just Mexican restaurant.
I had a good enchilada, though.
It was fine.
It wasn't bad.
Yeah, it was fine.
But then they had... We went to the Second of Charles over in Littleton, went there for a little bit. And that's actually what I was saying. One of those times where we walk in, and granted, now that particular location doesn't have a lot of stuff.
Yeah, I never find anything when I go there.
It's kind of, I mean, I don't mind walking and going in and just kind of putz in, but at the same time, it's never really like filled. Although I was going to buy it, but it's like one of those things where it's like all the issues, like it's not something where I actually, it's like anything hard to find, but well, at least in this particular collection was like a Secret Origins trade from like 1990 that had like a bunch of reprints of like Justice League, you know, origins from the Secret Origins series. But yeah, I didn't know if I wanted anything. I want to get it. So it's again, it's one of those things where it's like I just want to like find the right thing and not have to search for something that I don't really need. But and the thing about that store in particular, that particular location, like the way that they have their comics set up, you can't really tell what is discounted. Because when you look through like their pile of comics, like a lot of them are just like I'm looking for stuff like dollar or less.
Right.
And now, honestly, I don't know why you're selling anything in those bins for anything more than a dollar.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there's if you think there could be more, make a separate section for like the, you know, for like the trade, so you know where it's like, you know, because when you go to like a comic book store, everything that's a dollar or below is in a certain section. Everything else is in, you know, a separate division where they have all the back issues, and that's what those are.
That's how shit works.
That's how shit works. You know, but for some reason, this particular Second of Charles doesn't do it like that, and it's kind of really annoying. But you know, nonetheless. What else? Well, I guess we talk about some comic book stuff. Sure. There's a few things that happened over since we last recorded.
Yep.
Spider-Man's coming back to the MCU for one more movie. I guess apparently Sony and Marvel figured something out. I don't know anything about the movie.
Oh, I don't either. It's just I'm glad that they were able to figure something out, because they did have, you know, the ending.
Far From Home.
Yeah, well, yeah, Far From Home, the credit sequence.
Yeah.
The after credit sequence was really interesting. And it like set up a whole like, you know, change to Spider-Man's, you know, normal, and people know who he is, and da da da. So and then we bring Jonah Jameson in, and like all sorts of shit. So that was really interesting, and I'm like, oh man, I'd like to see where this is gonna go. And unfortunately, like, nope. And I was like, oh, I guess we're never gonna know.
Yeah,
but
well, maybe they'll find a way to tie it up, I guess, or maybe, who knows, maybe they'll be at a better agreement by that time that movie comes out.
Yeah,
I mean, who knows? I mean, obviously people want to make money, you know, and Marvel knows how to actually make those movies, you know, or, you know, at least as far as, you know, as far as I've watched. But yeah, so that was the news. And then just the other day, the Birds of Prey trailer of the first Birds of Prey trailer came out.
Yes. The movie's not coming out till February. We have so much time.
Oh god, yeah, it's a lot of time.
It's a lot of time.
That's a lot of trailers, a lot of fucking teasers.
It's a little bit too much for me.
Bullshit.
Like, by the time it comes out, I'm assuming I will have seen the entire movie in the trailers. You're gonna have like, here's the sixth trailer for Birds of Prey, and I'm like, if you put them all together, it's literally the length of the movie.
Well, that's why. Well, that's the thing. That's why they make all these fucking movies like over 2.5 hours.
Oh, so you have something to keep for the movie?
So you
movie?
Can have something to be like, oh, well, there's a whole half hour you didn't see. It's, you know, it's fucking Batman picking his nose, you know, or whatever. You know, or you know, fucking Hawkeye eating a steak or some shit, you know, or just something stupid. But, yeah, no, it's ridiculous that they put out these trailers like they do. It's just overwhelming.
Yeah, I'm not a huge fan of that sort of thing. I mean, I thought the trailer was fine. The
trailer itself was fine.
I'm excited about the fact that I can see what's going on and that there are bright colors.
Mm-hmm.
So that's cool. You know, I saw Katana in there, and you've got Black Canary.
I think there's definitely a Huntress.
Huntress is there as well. So that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
You know, but...
And also, Harley's getting her hyenas.
Mm-hmm. Which, that's cute, too. Who doesn't love a hyena?
The Lion King.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, but at the same time, I'm just kind of like, okay. I don't know what to expect. We'll see what happens when we see it. I mean, that's really all I can say about
it. What else can you say?
Nothing. I mean, I'm just like, okay.
That's going to be a movie that hopefully will be better than a lot of DC offerings.
Yeah, I hope so.
You know, and I mean, Margot Robbie, I think, is pretty good as Harley.
Huh.
See, that's the thing, and I know the same thing for you. It's like Harley Quinn's like not my one of my favorite characters.
Not my thing. And I know like so many people who just like jizz themselves over Harley Quinn. They're like,
well, she's got a fan base.
She has an absolute fan base, and I get it. Like, you like her, that's cool. I am not one of those people.
Yeah,
I think she's fine. I don't hate her. She's not Damian Wayne.
No.
But at the same time, I'm just like, I could take her or leave her.
Yeah.
I don't really need a movie about her. I don't need her to be in things as a central character. So, I mean, I know, and I'm an outlier on that. But So for me, I'm just like, okay.
I'm the same way, you know, and I mean, I get it. Like, she's definitely, since she's got such a fan base and stuff like that, people are just going to flock to the movie and just be into it. And, you know, I'm certain that it'll probably do pretty well, you know, considering that maybe the rest of the, hopefully the rest of the, like, Suicide Squad kerfluffle or whatever that they crammed her into is going to be outside of that. I don't know why you just don't make, why not just make a Harley Quinn movie? Like, I know, I think they're doing that.
I mean, I feel like that's what this is supposed to be. I don't know why we had to put other people in it, but I don't know. Maybe we're trying to set up another team movie.
I mean, obviously they're coming out with another Suicide Squad, you know?
Yeah, I mean, I guess. Sure. Whatever.
And we're getting the Batman movie in 500, another 5 years.
Yeah.
Superman, just go fuck right off.
Yeah, fuck you, Superman.
Yeah. Aquaman, I mean, what the hell happened? What's going on with Aquaman?
Nothing. He's dead.
Did he die?
Yeah, he died.
Oh, nice.
You heard it here first.
He drowned.
Aquaman drowned. Breaking news. Only Worst Collection has the hottest scoops.
Aquaman drowned. He's not going to be in any more movies.
R.I.P.D.
Green Lantern? Yeah. You know, nope. You know,
he became Deadpool.
Well, didn't we show that in what was it? Was it Aquaman?
What?
It was like where they had like the glimpse of, or was it Wonder Woman? It was one of those movies, or maybe it was Justice League. God damn, I can't remember. Where they had the glimpse of like the Green Lanterns fighting.
Oh, I think you're right.
There was like a thing when you saw a bunch of them. And
there was
like
in there.
It wasn't like HAL or anything. It was just like a bunch of
No, it was just like a lantern. I don't think it was Aquaman. And I don't think it was Wonder Woman. I think it must have been like Justice League or something. But there was a glimpse of them, and I don't remember where the fuck we saw it.
Yeah.
Was it a glimpse of them? Definitely there was a glimpse of like Ferris Air Base or something.
No, I know. Well, like I know.
Ferris Air. So that
was. Well, that was, I think, an Aquaman because there was like. There was like
Wonder Woman. It was in something.
Probably. Actually.
I don't remember what, but I remember seeing that sign. I remember that was there, but
there's only been one Wonder Woman movie, right?
Yes.
For some reason in my head.
There's one coming out.
Right. But here's the thing. In my head just now, I'm thinking like, okay, so there was like the Wonder Woman movie to me feels like, just where I remember it, feels like there was two separate movies, even though it's just one.
Yeah.
Because there was all the shit that went on in like Themyscira. With her meeting Steve Trevor and all that. And then there's all that shit with like Ares and all that other gobbledygook. You know, and it's like, oh, God. There's too much comic book stuff. It's ruining my brain.
Sorry, babe. Keep drinking your whatever the fuck you just said. Brain potency.
I think it's hurting me. I think it's making me high. Or it's ruining. It's not ruining, but it's doing something to me. So we went to the King Supers the other day, and they had these Bang energy drinks.
Apparently
wrestlers enjoy these, and they had these for 3 for $5. And I was like, oh, I want to be a wrestler, so how about I drink a bunch of these? So I picked up a few, and I got the Blue Raz. I also have a Star Song. Was it Star Blast?
Star something, and then you have a.
I have like a
peach
mango one.
Mango.
But this is the Blue Raz, and it says potent brain and body fuel.
It tastes like an Otter Pop made with Splenda. Like a blue Otter Pop or a blue flavor ice made with Splenda.
Super creatine. BCAA aminos. Yeah. Ultra Co-Coq 10. See, it says cock.
Yeah.
What is Ultra Coq 10?
I don't know. Maybe it makes your dick huge.
Oh, man. Secret dick formula.
That's why the wrestlers like it.
The wrestlers just walking around, it's like they're having huge batches.
Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah, so hopefully that won't drive me loopy.
Well, we have the rest of this podcast to find out.
Oh, man. Well, I do feel smarter.
Oh, good. Good, I'm glad.
That's like the time I drank the butter, the bulletproof coffee.
Oh, gross.
Which is like the stuff with the butter, grass-fed butter in it.
Disgusting.
It's kind of like the...
Don't drink coffee with butter in it.
It's not that bad.
All I can think of is just how much fat is in that. And cholesterol.
But it's the same thing. I mean, I don't know.
I don't put... I drink my coffee black. Except for lattes, and then I get almond milk.
Right.
No sugary shit. I drink black coffee.
Oh, so do I.
So for me, the idea of putting butter in it, that's disgusting.
What if I start doing that? Maybe that's what I'm missing.
What about cholesterol?
Oh, that's right. My cholesterol's high. Yeah,
yeah, I was going to say, that's probably not good for your cholesterol.
Well, Joe Rogan's in pretty good shape. What? You're just looking at me all weird.
Just the idea of butter coffee is just disgusting.
Well.
It's disgusting.
Oh, you know what? You should.
This is my hill. I shall die here.
You should. You guys should weigh in on our Facebook page.
Yeah, tell me that. Tell me you agree with me, or don't come to my fucking Facebook page.
No.
You can, no. You should only come to the Facebook page if you agree with me. I agree with you, Jed. Butter coffee is disgusting.
I've only had the one butter coffee, and it was pretty good.
But
and I felt smarter after drinking it.
Why? Because you paid $9 for a fucking cup of coffee and some greasy ass butter in it. Could have just melted a stick down the fucking microwave, thrown some drip brew over it, and it would have been just as gross.
I don't know. Maybe you should try it.
No. Thank you. No interest. I don't want to have to chew my drinks. Well, not interested.
What if somebody stuck you some butter coffee and would you? I was going to say, what if you didn't know the difference?
I would start flailing. I would start flailing, and it would be like that Simpsons. Well, like, I'm going to go like this, and if you get hit, it's your own fault.
Oh, that woman must have had some butter coffee.
So spinning around like a fucking top in the middle of the cul-de-sac. What happened? She had butter coffee. Leave her alone. She got to burn it out.
You're just knocking over cars somehow.
Just throwing it with one hand. Just, I've had butter coffee. Tipping over fucking cars left and right.
Anyways.
Everything's awful.
Speaking of awful.
Hey, it's time for our show.
It's time for our actual content. So let's take a break and we'll come back with our book for this week.
30 years ago, I walked into a comic store. And I picked up G.I. Joe and the Transformers number 1. A month later, I came back. They say every journey has a first step. Every story has a beginning. This is mine. I may have begun my comics collecting career in earnest in 1990, but from the fall of 1986 until the fall of 1987, I was a regular at my LCS. So in honor of 30 years of collecting comics, I'll be recapping and reviewing all of them on the days they originally came out. So join me, Tom Panarese, for Origin Story, a podcast miniseries starting this September at popcultureaffidavit.com and twotruefreaks.com.
All right, back in our worst collection ever with our book for this week. But before, let me read you guys something. This is on the back of my Bang drink can. They have a whole to-do about what makes this thing good. You know, about why it's better than drinking soda. It's like, well, because it's not soda, you know? This line. I like this line here. Life is an extreme sport, and Bang is the extreme energy source to live life extreme. And you know they're spelling extreme with just an X.
Are you serious?
Oh yeah, I read that aloud just now.
I know, but I didn't realize that it was extreme. That it had extreme in it.
Oh yeah, no,
so you just read me the ingredients. Are you telling me basically that these cans of Bang have been sitting in a storage unit since the late 90s, early 2000s, when Extreme was with a fucking X, and they're like, finally, oh my God, this is the Todd Margaret energy drink.
Maybe we weren't ready for it back then, and the human evolution had to take 20, take almost 20 years to get ready for it.
This is Thunder Muscle. This is the Todd.
I was actually thinking that.
This is the Todd Margaret energy drink, Thunder Muscle, that ended up killing like a whole fuck ton of people in that show. That is what this is.
What was the line where he's like, he's freaking out on the Thunder Muscle? He just says something like, what does he say? It's like, I'm going to fuck the old out of you to some random woman.
Something like that.
That's a really good show, by the way.
Yeah.
At least the first season is really good.
First season's really good.
There's a bunch of other seasons, but they're not as good. But the first season, I think, is really good.
And it's David Cross as Todd Margaret selling an energy drink called Thunder Muscle.
Or at least he thinks so, or something. I forgot. It's like, there's a whole, like, to-do about what's going on in that show. It's a very...
These have been sent from the past.
I think
so. Bang has been sent from the past.
Well, there's so many of these kind of drinks.
What's the other one?
I'm not surprised, actually.
It's got a knight on it.
Oh, I don't know.
The new one has a knight.
Like a knight?
Yeah, like a...
Like Black Knight?
Yeah, hello, fair lady, I will slay the dragon knight.
I don't know. I don't know what that one's about.
Remember, I saw it at the store. I was like, hey, look at that. And you were like, bleh. And then all of a sudden,
oh, yeah.
Bang comes out, and Sean's like, I need three of them.
No, what was the other one? Yeah, what was it? Oh, shit. It was something. Yeah, that's right. It was called something. And I looked at it, and I was like, I can't drink this.
So you're drinking that? Because
the wrestlers drink it. The wrestlers, the boys, need their bang. Figured I'd give it a shot.
Bang, bang, my drink is blue. Bang, bang, all over you. There you go.
Was that the commercial?
Yes.
Do you work for an ad agency?
I sure do.
I don't know why you don't. I don't know why we don't.
I think I've tried to get jobs at ad agencies, but I just never have enough sample material to give them. I'm like, here's the writing that I do on my own, and then they don't want to hear from me anymore.
You just gave a pitch on this on our show. Maybe you should cut.
For the song Bang Bang?
Yeah, for the Bang Energy Drink.
I'm surprised they haven't combined them together already. And if I'm the only one who's ever thought of that, then I obviously should start my own agency.
Send all inquiries to worstcollectionever@gmail.com.
All job offers too. Worstcollectionever.
If you are working for
And it's just Ariana Grande just like sucking down a bang.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So that's good. Yeah. You got the pitch and everything. Yeah. That's a good. Yeah. I mean, what was Draper Quarter? I'm trying to think of Don Draper.
Oh shit. Sterling Cooper turned into Draper.
Sterling Cooper Porter.
Price?
No. What Pete's name was on there too.
What was Pete's last name?
Oh, I forgot. It's like a D.
Fuck.
Pete. Fuck. Yeah. He was a fuck. All right. Pete.
Price was it? Because that was Lane.
Price was Pete, it was Coop, it was Bert
Cooper.
Bert Cooper, it was Roger Sterling, it was
Draper and Price.
Draper
and Lane.
And Price.
Yeah.
But I thought Pete's name was okay, whatever.
Maybe at the end. Sterling Cooper Draper Price?
Maybe.
I don't remember. It was all four of them there at the end and it got all fucking weird.
It's too many names. Anyways, so our book for this week is The New Warriors number 28. From October 1992.
Mm-hmm.
So this is pre-Bang energy drink.
Yeah, they're not drinking Bang.
Mm-mm. And, you know, normally we've tried New Warriors books on here.
It's always a mistake.
It always, it never really pans out the way that I want it to. This one actually, I kind of think will actually fit it because young heroes of varied backgrounds. And, yeah, that's pretty much what we're dealing with here. But this is the debut of Turbo, who is a woman hero. Heroine.
Mm-hmm.
Who has a suit, and it's basically just a blue leotard.
It's a blue bodysuit, and it has some extremely questionable wrist things and leg things. Like... It kind of looks like something out of the Jetsons.
Well, she has like turbines. Like she has superpowered
dumb
turbines on her wrists and ankles.
And they're real dumb.
Yeah.
They're just fucking stupid. And it's kind of like one of those things that like in the 50s, people were like, design a futuristic outfit. And that's what they would put on it. And everybody's like, none of that makes sense. That's what she's wearing.
No, you know what? You actually nailed it.
I know.
That is exactly it. Because it is a ridiculous looking outfit.
It's fucking dumb.
This character, actually, this suit's been around for a while. You want to know, because they don't actually get into it in this book, but the reason why she has the suit.
Well, there's like a phone call she has in here where it's like, we need it back. And she's like, no, I've got things to do. And I'm assuming they're talking about the suit.
Right. Well, she's talking to the dude that borrowed her the suit because apparently they went to a comic book convention and they wanted to cosplay. And the dude found this suit in his attic, and but he was like, I want to wear my own homemade costume. So why don't you, Mickey, that's the girl's name, why don't you wear this suit? And apparently some aliens attacked this comic book convention, and she was able to fight the aliens with her powered suit. That's her origin.
Dumb.
It's a pretty goddamn stupid origin. Yeah, because it says introducing the heroism of Turbo, and we also have Namorita in the background. We got Nova. We've got Firestar. And then on the bottom it says, and the villainy of Cardinal. And this is a weird-looking suit. I don't know. Basically, he looks like a red and brown character, and he's got, like, this mask. Well, he's got a mask, but it shows his face, but there's, like, a part of it that just goes right down the middle.
Yeah, it's
in front of his mouth. And his mouth, but it's not like the mask is closed. Like, it looks like his mouth is open. It doesn't make sense. I don't know. And then at the top, it says Namorita versus Sea Urchin, round two. So get ready.
Sure.
Yeah, so we start off with Turbo. She is flying back from France, apparently.
Yeah, because bitches be shopping.
When you get superhero suits.
Women be shopping. That's literally what it is. She's like, I have a superhero suit and I can fly to France in 3 hours. I'm like, what? What if you have to pee? So she flies to France in 3 hours to go shopping. And she's like, this is my third trip to France ever since I got this suit. I was like, okay.
I was just looking here. Our buddy, Fabian Nicieza, he's another one. Anytime you do like a new Warriors thing, you're pretty much guaranteed that he's going to be doing something like this.
Yeah.
Our buddy. I'm going to have to tell him. He did. I think he liked one of our tweets.
Maybe he tweeted at him. Because he is the honorary third member of this podcast.
He kind of is. Like, even if he doesn't want to be, he's there.
I don't even know if he knows or if he wants to be, but congratulations, Fabian.
You're in the club. She's over by Long Island because we're all based in New York here. Mm-hmm. And she's like, man, going to Europe is cool in this weird ass suit.
And then she sees like a freighter and she's like, huh, wonder what's going on in that weird freighter down there. So she goes to check it out and it's like a bunch of Russians.
Yeah.
And she's like, Russians with guns, and they shoot at her.
Yep.
And she's like, I'm out.
Well, she's staying. First of all,
actually, this is a hero I can relate to.
Oh, why? Because you're calling to help somebody and then
you go down and you get shot at, and the next page, literally, she says, fuck them.
Yeah.
He shot my bag that had my scarf in it. Fuck them.
You know?
And I'm like, oh, finally, a superhero I can understand. Because I'd have been like, hey, fuck you. I just bought that.
Hey, I'm a superhero. It's like, they're like, oh, fuck you. I'm going to shoot a gun at you. Now it's like, oh, god damn it.
Of course, I wouldn't have bought anything in Paris. God knows. I mean, I wouldn't have gone specifically to Paris to go shopping.
Too bad she didn't come back from Italy with like a plate of pasta.
Right? That seems more my speed. I like clearance.
she just flies to Ross.
Right? That's pretty much it. It's like, oh, where'd you go? Oh my God, he shot my TJ Maxx bag.
I went to Le Ross.
Le Rosé in France.
For some reason, there's an accent over the S.
Le Ross.
I went to Marshall's de jour. Showing up with a bunch of bags. Yeah, no, she's got, but yeah.
Oh my God, my Macy's last chance clearance. No.
So yeah, she's flying away, and the Russians are like, yeah, super fucking superheroes suck.
Booers.
American superheroes, they don't know what the hell they're doing. And so we got this dude with I just realized he has a ponytail. Sea urchin, or as he's known as Jeremy Swimming Bear. You know, he's some like aquatic terrorist that he also has a suit of armor, but we don't see in this.
Yeah.
And they do mention later that in this book that he beat Namorita like half to death.
Okay.
And apparently when they go, I guess after all this, like, Namor found out, and he was pretty pissed.
Yeah.
You know, because that's his cousin. And, they go to fuck him up later. But not in this book, sadly.
No.
So, apparently, I guess we're in the same... Okay, so it's a couple hours later. I don't think we're in the same location, but we're somewhere in the area.
In the general vicinity.
Yeah, we're still on New York, and we got the new Warriors are there. They're with, the Silhouettes there. Namorita, Nova, Firestar. And they're like, all right, well, we're doing some intel here. We got to catch up. Apparently, there's some... Namorita got a tip on some nefarious Russian dealings on the docks. And then, we get a bunch of 90s young heroes going at it. This is a really, like, yeah, look at him flying here. And he's just like, let's bet some heads.
Yeah,
in.
Like, fuck everybody.
Yeah, pretty much. they get ambushed by this Cardinal guy.
Mm-hmm.
Cardinal shows up in his overly ridiculous costume. But he's also like, he's got like a bunch of quips, and I don't like it.
Yeah, too many quips.
It's kind of like, because he's like, he flies in. He's like,
say hello to Cardinal kids. Say goodbye to Cardinal kids.
He's like, all right, goodbye, Cardinal. It's like, shut up. I hope you die.
Yeah.
Actually, I think he does die.
In this book?
No, not for a couple. He's got a couple years before he dies. Or maybe he just goes.
He's kind of one of those, like, I feel like at this point in time in comics, like, any suited hero just kind of blends together.
There's a lot of them. He looks just like, basically to describe, at least the best way for I could describe him. If you know what the Vault's guardsmen look like in Marvel, he's just a red palette swap of that. Like, he looks like every other
guy with a mechanical suit.
Armor guy. You know, it's just,
and he's got wings and he flies.
Yeah,
and he's got the quips.
Well, he's got quips, and he's also got tar. Like, he shoots tar.
Gross.
He shoots tar here at Nova, and Nova just starts freaking out, which is kind of funny.
Yeah, so like Nova actually like ends up falling towards the earth, and then Crimson catches Namorita in a net that she breaks out of.
We have something confusing too. So like her, I thought she like from the cover. Because her cover, like, she's got a much more modest outfit.
Oh, yeah,
on the cover.
She actually has, like, a full swimsuit there. This one's just, like, strappy.
Well, I thought, because I had to go back and look, because she does start out with this outfit in the story itself. But I thought, like, between, like, the time, the beginning of the story and now, like, she, like, this net caused her to lose some of her outfit.
And my outfit ripped in a strategically alluring way.
Yeah, right.
And then they kind of all just, he gets away, basically. Crimson gets away, and then they're all, like, hanging out, like, in what looks like a storage area.
Well, they're back on the, wherever they were doing the intel.
Yeah, which is, like, a storage shed.
Yeah.
Easy store storage or whatever. Mm-hmm. And, like, they're just like, oh, well, I guess that guy got away.
But they're giving shit to Namorita because she had the intel,
mm-hmm.
and it didn't go, you know.
And they got fucked.
They're kind of like, hey, what's up? What's up, lady? And then we jump to the Long Island University.
The
Mickey,
chick with that horrible suit.
The horrible suit. She's talking in her underwear.
Yeah, she's just like, this is where she's having the conversation. Whoever had the suit wants it back. And she's like, oh, but I have things to do. You know, I gotta go, blah, blah, blah. And so she ends up throwing her cordless phone across the room. And then she's got a paper which has like a headline about some exchange student who I'm assuming was her friend got busted in that like Russian thing that she didn't stop.
Well, also too, I like there's a coloring error here because she throws the phone.
Mm-hmm.
And in the background, like, her face just turns blue, kind of like, I was like, is that part of this costume? I don't know.
No.
But yeah, she's gotten putting the costume on. She got just these turbine booties.
They're just terrible.
It's just.
And the fucking gloves with the turbines on them. It's bad. Her helmet has these weird glasses, but from over here, I didn't know what she was holding, and it kind of looked like a dick. I was like, is that a dildo? What am I looking at?
I'm going to put this dildo across my eyes.
I got to put this away.
I don't
want my roommate to see this when she comes in.
Just flying around with a dildo on her eyes. laser dildo vision.
That would be if I created a superhero.
Pretty much.
They would just have dicks on them. Should partner with Joey Ryan. We should get in on this together.
Joey Ryan, let's make some superheroes.
Yeah.
Let's make some penis-based superheroes, but like, do it totally seriously, you know.
I'd do it.
Yeah, and so now we're back with the new warriors, and they're in their gimmick.
They're in like Nova's disgusting pad.
Well, apparently this is also where they hang out.
Well, it's gross.
Well, no, I think this is like where they're based out of, but like they also have their own quarters, but like Nova's got a gross ass place.
Yeah, and it's like, and they're like, oh, it's gross, why don't you clean? And he's like, oh man, it's hard, you know, having to live, paying rent, cleaning
my, you know, maybe washing clothes.
And then I don't know why Namorita's mad at Syl. Like, she starts yelling
at her. Silhouette says, basically, she's like, yeah, so we went on this mission and like you had this weird intel, like, what's up? And she's like,
fuck you.
She's like, fuck off. Yeah, she's, you know, it's like, well, you're trying to get vengeance on this guy that beat you up. There's actually a really, like, did you see this picture in the background?
What the?
Of her, like, getting her face beat up.
Yeah, it's pretty gross. She looks like a zombie.
Yeah, she looks like, I was saying, it's like, what happened? Like, she turned into a zombie? Because, like, she's just, like, her eyes, like, she has no eyes.
Yeah, it's real fucked up.
And so they're kind of recapping what's been going on. Justice, Marvel Boy, who we've talked about on the show before, he's in jail.
Sure.
So, you know, they're kind of, you know, I don't know where Night Thrasher is.
Collection of Justice.
You know?
No.
We read another New Warriors issue where, like, Firestar wanted to have, was like, they were, like, going to fuck in the woods. Do you remember that?
No.
You don't remember our extensive back catalog of shows dating back to 4 years ago?
I sure don't.
I don't either, to be honest.
I'm surprised. You think I'd remember the fucking. I don't.
Well, they didn't fuck, but she was like, yeah, she was like, Firestar was like, yo, let's do this in the woods. And he's like, nah, we got to like, or was it?
I don't know.
I think it was him because they busted him out of jail. Or like out of like a prison convoy. Anyways, they're basically like going back and forth and they're like, all right, well, we got to figure this out. Also, Namorita's outfit, again, changes.
She's got a lot of costumes.
Or just, yeah. Well, no,
she has a lot of gear.
Yeah, she has a lot of gear. Now we're back with, yeah, so now they're back on the hunt here. Turbo, for some reason, is deciding to follow up on what she encountered the night before with the Russians. She doesn't even know what she's doing. She doesn't really know what's going on. She's just like, I guess that's illegal cargo, or maybe it's not. Like, I don't know. It's like, well, if you don't know, then why are you doing there?
Yeah.
Like, help some people out, like, getting mugged or something.
Go help an old lady across the street.
Well, she does another one where she's just kind of, like, sitting there. She's like, what do I do? She's like, fuck it. I'll just jump through this glass.
Again, a superhero that I can relate to.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck it. I'm just going to do something reckless because I don't know what else to do.
Yeah, right. Oh, did you see this? She sticks her. She puts.
Oh yeah, she does like the fiend basically. She sticks her goddamn mouth in this guy's her hand in this dude's mouth.
She gives him like a mandible claw, like just random dude with a mandible claw. And she's like, look, I could turn on my turbines and like shred your head.
Yeah. Also, the way that it's drawn, the straight on shot is real confusing. I had to look at it a couple.
Well, I thought,
times.
Well, this okay
because
this,
the mustache is too high.
The mustache is definitely yeah. Yeah, he's got like this weird big bush. So this guy's it's got like, weird he's got, bush.
Yeah, big bushy mustache, and where his mouth should be is just skin. And then it looks like a good, well, I mean, like, if it were to scale, it'd be like a good inch of skin, and then her hand, which looks like it would be pushed up against his chin. But that's not, it's supposed to be in his mouth. It's a bad drawing.
Well, also too, from the side, it looks like she's fitting her whole fist in his mouth.
It does.
Like it just turns into like this crazy fetish thing all of a sudden.
Yeah, she's like, you want to be fisted, bro?
It's like, oh man, I can't wait to be fisted by a woman with a turbine in her hand. Excuse me.
Put your whole fucking fist in my mouth.
I need to get off.
Do it.
Maybe it does it for him. So they're like, look, either you help us or you don't. And if you don't, just don't get in our way. So they go off. They basically try to ambush the sea urchin and his crew on a boat. And Silhouette's using her shadow thing to do that. I'm kind of confused by Silhouette because they say she's basically like crippled from the waist down.
Yeah, they said that she doesn't have the ability to move her legs. But in some, it's hard because they don't really draw a lot of her from the waist down because she like pops in and out of shadows. But
here she is. She's literally kicking a dude in the face.
Well, that's the thing, because I think it shows in one of the ones where she's like back in the apartment. It shows that she has like some sort of thing on the suit to like make her legs move.
Well, she's got these poles.
She has those too, but she also has like things, at least the way it looked in the other thing. So
okay.
I don't know.
Oh, by the way, real quick, I've always been interested in this. So back in the 90s, I've always seen this ad a few times. There's an X-Men one too, where you could call a 900 number and play a phone game, like on a touchstone phone.
Uh-huh.
Where apparently you could, or not a, I don't know if it's a game, but it's just a, oh, it's a trivia game. It's a trivia game, and you play it, and then you might be able to win, like, some Ghostwriter art or whatever. Check this out. The game is played against a minute 40 clock. After entering your telephone, you have two chances to acquire Ghostwriter's powers by pressing the star key in a timely fashion, and then you'll hear Ghostwriter talk to you. Oh, and then you have to, like, type in your answers. Man. Look, another thing, if you guys ever did this and you know what I'm talking about, please check in with us.
Also, how much money did it cost to do this?
Well, here, I'll tell you. Charge per call is $3.95. That's like $50 in 1992 money.
Shit.
Yeah, so there you go. But anyways, so they're doing their gimmick. They're doing their thing on this boat. Where actually, I don't know. I'm confused here. So they're still on this boat, and then Cardinal shows up, and he's looking for Sea Urchin. And does like Namorita like vortex this the submarine? Like she just throws a submarine up, or is it, I can't tell what's going on here.
I don't actually know what's happening either.
Because
this gets really confusing.
Well, for some reason, Cardinal shows up. He could fly. He shows up in a helicopter. And then,
oh, that's right. And they're like, oh no, that's not Sea Bear. That's
Sea Bear
or Swimming Bear or whatever. That's that other guy. And you're like, what?
Yeah.
What are you doing here?
And then Namorita is like, all right, let's fuck him up because I want to kick that guy's ass that almost beat, almost killed me.
Yeah. Fuck that guy.
So fuck that guy. You're still in U.S. international territorial waters.
Oh, yeah, and you're smuggling, so that means I get to kick your fucking ass.
That's right.
And so there's this huge fight, and then that's when Turbine Lady shows up, and as this fight's going on, she's like, I'll take him in the air.
Well, no, first before that, like, Cardinal starts, like, shooting the boat that they're on. I thought they were on the same boat.
That's what I'm telling you. This gets very confusing. Yeah. I'm not sure who's on
that. Not as confusing as last week, which we actually got a bunch of comments about.
Did other people understand?
Or I don't know if they understood it, but there was I should be looking at my Facebook and seeing who it was, but one of our listeners said that they used to enjoy The Haywire. And...
Yes. Well, maybe they can explain what happened in that episode, because we got confused.
Okay, so there's a separate helicopter, and then there's a submarine, and then there's a boat that's on fire.
Okay. There are three vehicles.
There is three vehicles.
There are three methods of conveyance.
And in the middle of all this stuff, the Cardinal goes underwater while the New Warriors are trying to save everybody on this boat from burning to death. And then at the same time, Sea Bear is getting away in a helicopter, and Namorina is like, what the fuck? I have to go kick that guy's ass.
Right. And this is where Turbine Lady shows up.
Yeah.
And she's like, I'll go after him up here. You go after him over there. You got to trust me. Let's do this thing. And she's like, whatever. The Turbine Lady goes after the helicopter. And she uses her turbines to, like, blow it into the sea.
Uh-huh.
And that's when Namorita...
That's a very, like, again, another irrational thing.
Yeah, it's just...
To be because you're a superhero and you're just like, oh, I got these gun powers. I'll just explode that thing. And it's, like, without even regard to strategy.
Right.
You know?
Again, a superhero I can relate to.
Right.
Flailing blindly. Making more of a mess.
Man, is she fueled by butter coffee?
She's fueled by butter coffee and rage. Loves Halloween.
Oh, man.
And doesn't think before she acts. It's me, a superhero.
Jen Turbo.
Also, I'm dead in like three issues.
It's like one of those like funerals. It's like honored associate of New Warriors.
I don't even get... No, not even honored. Associate.
Person we knew.
I mean, I guess we could send an edible arrangement to her.
Ooh, family. Edible arrangement. Ooh, I get to have what is that? Like a, they'd be sending me like a bunch of like fancy.
They're like fruit cut into flower shapes.
Oh, okay.
Some of them are dipped in chocolate.
All right. So, well, I can't really eat the chocolate ones.
Well, you know, maybe you would suck it up if I died.
This is for Jen. Jen Turbo, you were such a hero.
I will eat this pineapple that's cut into the shape of a tulip dipped in chocolate in your honor.
These Sherry's berries are in honor of my deceased superhero wife.
It was a superhero for like 3 days.
Ooh, these were discounted with code Mark Marin or whatever the fuck it is.
Yeah. Pretty much.
Yeah. So Namorina's underwater, and she chases after this cardinal guy, and I think she basically catches him. I think she catches him.
Yeah, she does, because then all of a sudden we're back on land. It just ends, and then they're like just giving him to the police, and he's like, "What?" And so Turbine is talking to Namorita, and Namorita's like, "Look, if you have a suit, guess what? You're a fucking superhero. I don't give a fuck if you don't want to be a superhero. You're wearing a suit. You're a superhero." And she's like, okay, well, what do I do? And she's like, just work and so you don't become the villain.
Yep.
I'm like, what? Okay. Good moral.
Yeah, right. This helmet.
It's all, the whole outfit is bad, babe. Yeah. The whole outfit is bad. Again, if you thought somebody in the 1950s was like, imagine clothing in 2000.
2000.
And that's what they drew.
But that's the issue. Next Well, real quick.
Don't live long enough to see yourself become the villain.
I feel like that's been said in like every comic.
Of course.
Probably started like a Batman book.
When do I get to become the villain? Like the villain of this podcast. If we keep
Oh, you want
to
be the heel?
Yeah, if we keep doing it, do I become the villain of this podcast?
I don't know. Yeah, I think if we had to choose heel and face dynamics, like I think you're the heel already.
Oh, goody.
Because I think I'm kind of, I don't know, I think I'm the face.
I could see that. I'd be much better heel than a face.
Oh, that's always, it's always better to be a heel.
Right?
It's much easier to be a jerk than it is to...
That's something I'm very good at.
To get people to actually applaud you. That's the thing. I think that's why a lot of wrestlers want to be
likable, heel. I'm not very likable, so I should definitely be a heel.
No, you're likable.
No,
I just,
I'm not. But no, nobody likes me, and it's okay.
Here's the thing. I have very poor tact in some cases.
Oh, that's actually very true.
Ooh, that could be my name.
Well,
tact.
Tactless.
Tactless. Here comes tactless.
Well, I mean, just as an example for our lovely
tactlessless.
As an example of Sean's lack of tact.
What'd I do?
When I came home from getting my hair done the other day, and I got some highlights put in it. And he looks at me and goes, "Oh, your hair is streaky." So that is lack of tact.
But I didn't mean it like it was bad. I just was like, oh, streaks of whatever. It's like, you're like, no, they're not streaks. That's supposed to be streaks. They're supposed to be
highlights. Yep, streaky.
I just call things bad.
Streak hair.
I just call things incorrectly sometimes.
So you can imagine what I look like walking around. Fucking streak head. Over here. Maybe that's my name. Streak head.
Watch out for streak head.
I mean, that sounds like a very, like, we're really trying to have an edgy superhero in the 90s name.
Well, pretty much all your what would your power be? Like, obviously your head is just full of streaks.
Well, my head's full of streaks. My power is really just, like, bitch face.
Oh, does your bitch face, like, glow or do things?
No, I just have bitch face. Oh. I have no real power except the fact that nobody wants to be around me.
Well, it's kind of like a force field. Your bitch face prevents a force field.
And people leave instantly. And then you're like, wow, that was really easy to defuse the situation because everyone just left.
I just gave those terrorists bitch face and they all decided to
And they're like,
out.
You know what? I'm going to go call my mom.
So you know what? Yeah, I don't want to deal with this.
I don't want to be a terrorist anymore.
I don't want to talk to this woman. I don't want her talking to me.
Fair. Totally fair.
Yeah, I better watch out for Streak Face. Streakhead.
Streakhead. Oh no, not Streakhead. Her of the bitch face. First of her name.
I wonder how you would technically explain that in like a Wikipedia, like a Marvel Wiki or something.
Like, be as long as one of my X-Files reviews. Because holy fucking shit, are they getting long.
Oh, well, you should tell people about what that is.
Sorry, I just pushed the wrong button and started talking to me. After we finish, I'll at the end.
Okay, well, real quick. So next issue. Real quick, I just want to point out we have the Wet Letters page, which I don't think we ever had these in the New Warriors, but at least not for when we did the show. But new opinions.
Is that like hot takes?
They're called the Hot Warriors. I think they call it hot takes. But
the Hot Warriors.
Actually, I like the Hot Warriors. Well, we got Firestar. She's a hot warrior.
Sure.
Nova's, you know, he's made of fiery star goodness.
Okay, hot warrior.
Hot warriors. But yeah, new opinions. Not really.
I don't like it.
Not really feeling that. But next issue is something to do with something called Trans-Sabal, where the warriors learn all too difficultly the limits of heroism. That's a weird sentence.
Yeah, I don't think that doesn't make any sense.
I don't know. Would you want to read the next issue of this?
Nope.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what it is. I feel like I would... I always feel with the New Warriors, I feel like I would enjoy it, and I often want to, like, give it a shot. Because I don't... I mean, because it's the thing. Like, the characters in it, I like. But as a team, it doesn't feel right to me.
Mm.
Maybe that's just what it is. But even then, it's like, I've read the solo books. Because we've done, like, a Night Thrasher. We've done a Nova. Mm-hmm. We've done a Speedball, for Christ's sakes. And
Speedball.
Those all were weird.
Uh-huh.
And didn't really do that well for us. So, I don't know. I don't know what it is.
It's because you have hope. And that's a problem.
Yeah.
Never have hope. Cynicism forever!
Oh, yeah.
Streakhead.
Says Streakhead. Streakhead doing public service announcements. Give up hope. Cynicism forever.
You know what? 2019, I'm fucking right.
You're the hero.
I am the hero we deserve.
Yeah, that's right. Oh, man, Streakhead. I'm still debating. Maybe I need to like a trade or something just to mainline a bunch of new warriors and see how I feel about it.
Okay.
Well, that's it for this week's show, but why don't you tell people what you're just going to tell them?
I've decided, because I'm an idiot, to review the X-Files on my blog, jenstansfield.wordpress.com. I have previously reviewed the Gilmore Girls, and I swore up and down I would never review anything that had more than 5 seasons. I would never review a show that was an hour long. I would never review anything that had more than 13 episodes a season. I am a liar. So
you fell short on all 3 of those.
I didn't hit one of them. Just was like, no, it'll be fun. It literally took me years of my life, years plural, to review every episode of the Gilmore Girls. I am assuming it will be the same.
Did you even do the revival?
Yes.
Okay.
I sure did.
Yeah.
And there's not as many episodes of the Gilmore Girls as there are of the X-Files. And 2 full-length movies. Just want to put that out there. So God only knows how long it'll take me to do this, but I have already done 2. I've done episodes 1 and 2 of season 1. Gonna move on, obviously.
But you really like the X-Files.
I do, and so that's the difference here between the Gilmore Girls and the X-Files is the Gilmore Girls I went in cold.
Mm-hmm.
I went in just trying to get myself to like write something again after grad school had like crushed my entire soul.
Your entire soul, like your entire body?
Entire, everything.
My entire soul, my entire body.
And my entire soul.
My whole body.
Thinking I had any degree of talent. Basically my entire being. Crushed into a cube.
Is it about my cube?
It was absolutely about my cube. I was trying to decube my cube. So this one I have lots of thoughts and opinions. Hottest of takes about the X-Files and how it has aged over the last 20 years.
Well, there's somebody
I literally watched it since I watched the premiere in 1993. Uh-huh, so, you know, and I was a huge fan when I was a kid.
If there's somebody that is qualified to definitely be doing this.
Oh, no, I'm not qualified to do anything. Don't tell people I'm qualified. If there's anybody who has watched a lot of X-Files, that would be me. That category I fit into. But I'm not qualified to talk about anything because I'm an idiot.
Streakhead, tell them like it is.
But yeah, I mean, so if you're interested, go check that out. It's on my blog, jenstansfield.wordpress.com. And there's a link to it. I post links to the reviews on my Twitter account.
There you go.
At Jen Stansfield. So.
Check it out. And your, which is, I'm sorry, your Twitter was again?
At Jen Stansfield on Twitter and Instagram.
And my Twitter is Angry Hero Sean on Twitter and Instagram, where I'm not reviewing anything. I am
podcasting.
I'm just reviewing. I'm just podcasting. I'm just retweeting wrestling things, and not really posting. I don't post as many pictures anymore.
Why not?
I don't know.
You should get on that.
I guess I should. I mean, it's just a lot. It's just, you know,
cats.
Cats are easy though. That's the thing. Sometimes I want to like diversify it, or maybe do some videos. Like I should. I was thinking about doing a video of me drinking this bang.
Put it on your Instagram stories.
Yeah. Find us on Facebook.
Yeah. Facebook,
Worst Collection Ever. Find us there, and please interact with us. We've actually had a bunch of interaction on some stuff. We got some some cool people on there.
Yeah, yeah.
How did I pronounce? I don't have it for me.
Debash.
Debash. Our friend Debash. They are multiple commentary, and we appreciate their input. We appreciate all of you guys.
It's Halloween. Goth Christmas, as we know, so I'll try to post more stuff up there that because I love Christmas or Goth Christmas so much.
Yeah,
I love Halloween. It's literally my favorite.
Well, when we put our yard together,
yeah,
the yard's coming, so we'll share that on the page too.
Yeah,
and of course, worstcollectionever@gmail.com, mm-hmm. and mm-hmm. give us a rating and review, and tell your friends about the podcast. If you're on Apple Podcasts, again, give us those 5 stars. Love to see more reviews. And you know, if you get some more reviews, we'll read them on the air because that would be dope.
Mm-hmm.
So thanks again for listening, folks, and we'll talk again soon.
Bye.